Bavabasra Perik Vav Mishnah Gimel. Hamoicher Yain Lechaver Vehichmetz. Person sells wine to his friend and it starts becoming bad. It's sour, becomes like vinegary. Einu Chai Bachriuso. The seller is not responsible. Because at the time of the sale, it was wine, it was fine, it was okay. And we're dafka dealing with where the wine was put into the kalim of the lokeach. So he put the wine there. Because if it was the kalim of the mocher, then it would be an issue. Because the case we're dealing with here, the Rav says, this is going to be the case of the Mishnah, is where the person purchasing the wine is not purchasing drinking wine. He's rather purchasing wine that's used for cooking and in dishes, where you wouldn't drink so much at a time. You would use a little bit at a time. And also the wine would need to last longer as a result. So therefore, if we're dealing with the wine was in the kalim of the mocher, and the buyer told him he wants to buy cooking wine, and it didn't last, then we know why it didn't last. It's from the mocher, and that is a mekachtos. But that's not the case. The case is where it went into the lokeach's kalim. He poured it into lokeach's, and that lokeach comes back to the seller and says, you gave me wine that didn't last. And the seller says, who says? Maybe it was your kli that made the wine bad. And therefore, the seller is not chayiv. V'miyadua sheyeno machmitz. But if it's obvious that it was wine that was going to become sour wine by itself, not because of another kli, hareza mekachtos. Then it is a mekachtos. Because the guy told him, I want this type of wine. Even if the seller would say, well, why didn't you just drink it right away? You wouldn't have had any problems. Teretz says, I told you that I want cooking wine that would last a long time. And you gave me bad wine. Therefore, it's a mekachtos. Vim amar lo yayin mevusam ani mocher lach. If the seller tells him, I'm selling you fragrant wine. So that's what it literally means. Wine that has fragrance, but it just means a good quality wine. If he sells him a really good quality wine, that's what he tells him. Chayv lahamid lo ad hatzeres. The wine has to be able to last up until Shavuos. Because after that, the summer heat's going to ruin the wine anyway. But if you're selling him really good quality wine, it has to go even to the Atzeres. And the Nemuki Yosef says over here, if we're dealing with wine that was put into the kli of the buyer, and there's also a chance that the buyer's kli may ruin the wine, like we said just before, nevertheless, you see here that it still would be a mekachtos, and the seller would still have to reimburse him somehow. Because when we're dealing with mevusam wine, good quality wine, it should even be able to withstand imperfections or problems with the buyer's bottles that would normally cause other wine to become spoiled. Yain mevusam would not become spoiled if it was put in those bottles. It would always last till Shavuos, and if it doesn't last, and the seller said, I'm selling you yain mevusam, the seller has to reimburse him. The yoshon, and let's say he said, I'm selling you yoshon wine, older wine, Michel Eshtoked. It has to be last year's wine. By the way, the word Eshtoked, Taisis Yontef brings the Aruch, comes from two words, Shasa Kadmesa, which is the previous year, Eshtoked. So if he says Yashon, it has to be last year's wine. Umi Yushon, which is even more, almost sounds like the word like a vintage wine or an older wine, Michel Sholosham. It has to be in its third year. And if it's not, it's a Mekachtos.